a very good evening to you. And welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Mike's Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company here on a Friday night. What have we got? The organ, the dance band and me, a bit of Billy Thorburn. A bit of lovely chanting from Mel Torme. The queen of big band swing, Helen Ward. But to start us off, well, it is TT. So a bit of wise advice for some of our visitors from Bing himself. Stay on the right side of the road.
In Jimtown, Tennessee, Deacon Amos Lowdown Lee shouts religion to a trifling flock. All week long he stays away, but on Sunday that's his day. You should see that church begin to rock. Sinners hit the trail when he starts in to wail. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man Satan, he's on the wrong side waiting. Keep on the right side of the road. Once you let the devil take your hand, you'll never get to Hallelujah Land. I see a great day dawning, you'd better heed my warning. Stay on the right side of the road.
Stay on the right side, sister. Don't delay. Shine up with the righteous, yeah.
As lively a way to get going as any. Bing Crosby with the backing band there. Well, it was the Dorsey Brothers in 1934, sounding on particularly fine form, very lively, very upbeat, a young-sounding Bing, perhaps, before he had that full, mellifluous, velvety sound that he developed in sort of later years, I guess. Had that fresher sound there, I think, as the younger man. Well, we all sound a bit fresher when we're younger, don't we? I hope you're sounding fresh, it being TT week, as fresh as the weather. You couldn't make it up, we've been talking about this all the week at here at Mike's Radio, about how often does it happen that we have a soggy start to the year through spring, through sort of late February, March, April, is lots of showers, coolish, wettish, and then suddenly we get to May and bing, all of a sudden, bing, do you like that, bing, good reference, we have this glorious patch of settled, warm, very summery weather. Then, of course, come the TT. It all goes, as Mr. Williams would say of a morning, Pete Tong. And it's to the hour. You couldn't make it up this year, could you? If you were of a religious bent, you might believe that the Almighty was not a favour, or not in favour, of the TT or motorbike racing, because I think it started, the first rain we'd had in probably 2.5 to 3 weeks, started falling about 50 minutes before the first bikes were due to get away at the pre-TT down there in Balaun. You really couldn't make it up. Fingers crossed for the rest of the week. We've got something in, it'll be dodging the showers again. If I went to the bookies, I wouldn't mind putting on 20 quid to say that Monday the 9th will be gloriously warm and sunny. But there again, that's just me be getting old and grumpy. Mind those bikes in any case. We'll come back to perhaps some more motoring and TT-related pieces. Do we have some, George? We've got to, really, haven't we? I mean, by the way, if you haven't seen the classic, it is being shown. More on that later, perhaps. In the meantime, let's go and join the master, the Duke himself. Namely, Mr. Ellington, playing one of his best tunes, Mood Indigo.
Thank you.
yes, the man himself, Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington and his orchestra in the early 1960s, 1964, to be exact. I'll be even more exact because it's almost to the day. May the 31st, 1964. And what are we here today? May the 30th. Not far off, were we? Almost to the day. Live at the Holiday Ballroom in Chicago, with a rather noisy crowd. I suppose they're having a good time in the ballroom and dancing and chatting all around the outsides and the band. Can you imagine the atmosphere, having the full Duke Ellington orchestra? Of course, no one appreciates how great these things are until afterwards. It was probably just a great day out for people there. A lot of the greats there, Buster Cooper on trombones, Cat Anderson as well on trumpets, Harry Carney on baritone, Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Johnny Hodges on alto, Russell Prokop, Jimmy Hamilton, I think we heard on clarinet, Duke himself at the keyboards at the beginning and ends there, and of course the arranger and band leader, the great Sam Woodyard at the drums. Most enjoyable. Very good indeed. Where are we heading from there? It is, of course, Sweet and Swing with myself, H. By the way, if you ever want to get in contact with us, drop us a line. We always like to hear from you. That's Howard Kane at maxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E. With any thoughts about the programme or, you know, things you'd like to hear or artists you'd like featured. The old Faraway Club, if you're listening via the web in somewhere Botswana or Antarctica or anywhere else. You could be anywhere via the wonders of the web, quite frankly. So if you are listening and enjoy the programme in a far-flung spot, let me know where it is, because we'd like to give you a mention in our far-flung club. We haven't had anyone for ages, so whether everyone on the Isle of Man is listening now and no one else, who knows? Well, I have a vague idea, but yeah, I'll check that out at a later date, I should say. But anyway, if you'd like to do that, or you can put pen to paper if you like, if you're feeling, you know, that way inclined. Howard Kane, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, I M for Mother 1-5 Bravo Whiskey. Wouldn't mind one of those now. The organ we're heading to, Billy Thorburn. No relation to Cliff, before anyone asks. The organ, the dance band, and me. And what do I hear? Do I hear bluebirds?
Thank you.
Billy Thorburn, the organ, the dance band, and me. Unusual, isn't it? That sort of it's had a definite USP, bringing that organ sound into a swing setting. One of the few to actually think could do it very effectively, it has to be said. Robinson Cleaver playing organ on a lot of the tracks on this one. On that one in particular, yes, it was. I'd hear bluebirds. It was indeed actually Robinson Cleaver, the organist on that particular track. But the concept behind the whole dance band thing being done, dance band and organ being done by Billy Thorburn, vocals being taken there by Terry Devon, joined Billy Thorburn when she was just 15. Good Lord. And later went on to appear with the likes of Art Gregory, George Scott Wood, Oscar Raban, Wolf Phillips, Vic Lewis, and Tito Burns. And she clearly liked working with Tito Burns because she eventually ended up marrying him. Here is one with a TT theme in mind again for our Italian friends. Thank you.
he said goodbye and took my heart away. So from today I'm traveling light, no one to see. I'm free as the breeze, no one but me and my
Well, I dare say, if you come across to the Alaman TT on a motorbike, you don't have a great deal of option but to travel light. That said, it does seem amazing how much you can fit onto a motorbike, and always amazes me as I drive around and you see all the various visitors coming over. And it's the whole gamut, isn't it? You do see a few sort of motorbike and sidecar outfits, and then you see somewhere they've got the big bikes with all the panniers you can get, so two big panniers either side of the rear wheel, and then maybe another big pannier, like a helmet box, behind the pillion passenger at the back, and then perhaps another great baggage strapped on the top of the petrol tank. And then you see other visitors who are definitely travelling light, who, looking at their reg plates, would appear to have travelled all the way from Spain or Italy or Switzerland on a motorbike, which is no mean feat, and they appear to be hawking nothing more than a backpack. Their leathers, a helmet, and one backpack, and that's it. That really is travelling light, isn't it? Billie Holiday, of course, the unmistakable voice of Billie Holiday. Before that, as I said, for our Italian friends, Autostrada, which I think is sort of basically Italian for motorway in essence, isn't it? It's Autobahn in Germany. I think Autostrada is the Italian for motorway. I have been on the Italian motorway, so I should know that, really, shouldn't I? George Melacrino with that piece, which is meant to sort of, particularly at the beginning, it's meant to sum up the chaos of the Italian motorway. I couldn't tell you whether all Italian motorways are chaotic. Perhaps if you go into the middle of Rome and such like, I'd imagine they might be a bit busy on some of the roads. Or Florence, or, you know, Milan, these sort of places. Most of the Italian roads I thought were okay when I was there, I must admit. George Melacrino himself, great character, a young boy. He had a great love of music from an early age, started composing, it's claimed, at the age of 5. And it's certainly true that by 14, he'd enrolled in the Trinity College of Music. And then in the late 20s, 27, began his career singing and playing at the Savoy Hill Studios in London. And then for the next decade or more, played in many different bands and orchestras across the way. In the 1930s, he was starting working for the bands led by Ambrose. So not a bad sort of tutelage there, was there? Singing and playing saxophone with Carol Gibbons as well, back at the Savoy Hotel, and also with Bert Furman, and then also started playing on the radio for the BBC. And in 1935, he was living at Ascot Court, Grove End Road in St. John's Wood, which I imagine these days would cost you several million pounds, I would guess. So he must have been doing all right. And then went on to secure a contract at the Café de Paris. And then after the war, formed the band we heard there, the George Melacrino Orchestra, that became quite synonymous with really good, round, lush string arrangements. And also conducted for Richard Tauber in most of his Parlophone and a BBC recordings. And then you might remember things like the Melacrino Strings and Orchestra and such like. He also, which I didn't realise, performed on BBC and the American Armed Forces Radio, and whether it's because of that or not, I don't know, but he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I don't know. I know he does. I'm not quite too sure why he has that star there. But good on him, is all I can say. Sweet Swing with H through to the top of the hour. A bit of a TT theme or a motoring thing. Well, it is TT week, isn't it? You know, end of practice week. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the weather. We've been enjoying some of the great trumpets, the classic trumpets of jazz over the last few weeks. We had Bix Beiderbecke last week. This week, Red Nichols, a mainstay of the New York pop studio scene from the early 20s, but perhaps best remembered as something of an emulator of last week's trumpeter, Bix Beiderbecke, a point he underlines here, really, with a great performance of a number written by Bix, Davenport Blues. Great cymbal crash to finish there, and listening to the percussion on that one, something you don't often associate with jazz these days is the timpani, of course. But back in the day, when before the standard jazz drum kit became the thing it is now, with a snare and maybe two or three tom-toms, and then the ride cymbal and the bass drum, of course, it was much more of an orchestral setup quite often, with a big bass drum, there'd be lots of perhaps wood blocks and Chinese gongs and all sorts, much more of an orchestral instrument rather than a small band instrument we're used to now. And this was sort of on the cusp of it there as it was heading that way, I guess. So with that track there, with Red Nichols on trumpet in the wonderful Red and Miff's Stompers, Miff Mole, what a great name. Wouldn't you love to be called Miff Mole? But Miff Mole on trombone there. Jimmy Dorsey, one of the Dorsey brothers, on clarinet. Arthur Shutt piano. Tony Colucci on banjo. And then Vic Burton on drums. And as you heard the boom, the tuning of the kettle drum, the timpani. Can't really do that quite so easily with a snare and such like. But you can, because you've got the pedals, of course, on the timpani. Not often you see a timp these days with a jazz band. not least because they're not easy to carry around. I imagine there's one thing. 1927, that was. Davenport Blues. Cracking stuff. Enjoyed that one. Okay. We'll hear the Queen of Big Band Swing, as I promised you at the top of the programme, Helen Ward. And, well, here's something again which I hope not too many people will need during TT Fortnight. Rescuing. You came to my rescue. Very nice. Helen Ward, the queen of big band swing. If Goodman was the king of swing, it's claimed Helen Ward, his vocalist from 1934 through to 1936, and later on his partner, of course, or around about that time anyway, I can't remember the dates, would qualify for queen, it's reckoned, if possibly by default. Contemporary critics frequently carped about her thin and reedy vocal quality. I never really thought it was, to be honest with you. But she had a lovely sort of style about her and, yeah, I think had the right sort of feel for someone at the front of the band, what you need. And Ward began singing with Goodman around about 1934. She'd already had 2 years professional singing experience then. And the impresario, Billy Rosney, heard her audition for Goodman and booked the combination for the Let's Dance radio programme. And right about 1937, Ward married Albert Marx, who in a 1938 arranged for Goodman's Carnegie Hall concert, of course, to be recorded for her as a souvenir. And that recording was released as a dual LP set by Columbia in the 1950s, a very well-known collection now. In fact, we featured it on this programme, the famous 1938 Carnegie Hall jazz concert. And it almost certainly wouldn't have happened without Helen Ward herself. being sort of given that as a present, as it were. But she did, yeah. I can't remember the exact date she married Goodman himself, but she did go on to marry Benny Goodman at one stage, I'm fairly certain. I don't think it lasted very long, did it? Her romantic association with Goodman began right about 1933. Did she marry him or they just together? You know, I can't remember now. There was a romantic liaison, one way or another, it has to be said. Now, that it does have to be done, I think. It is TT, isn't it, you know? And it's the sort of programme that it might feature during the week in Manx Radio. Probably already has somewhere. But frankly, Morris might get away with it on Little Light Music. I don't think it'll fit into folk or brass banding, or indeed opera. But I think we can get away with George Formby here on Sweet and Swing. Probably on the sweet side of things, but you can't beat a bit of George, can you? Riding in the TT races. Has to be done, doesn't it? Now, if you haven't seen it, I can tell you that is No Limit, from which the song we've just heard features, of course, where I think he plays it in a very packed and smoky lounge on the steam packet boat on his way over from the northwest of England to the Isle of Man for the races. And yes, they're all seemingly drunk in the bar, and everyone's smoking, of course. And yeah, George gets out his ukulele and plays in the bar, and they all join in, as you do, on the steam packet. That's a bit faster than that version as well, I think. But yes, No Limit. Used to be a classic in all the cinemas. I don't know how often it's shown these days, and obviously you can probably get it online and other resources. However, if you'd like to see it in the traditional fashion on the big screen, I have on good authority it's being shown down in Port St Mary, I think in the town hall there, this Friday, I think it is. This very Friday, as in, yes, this evening. So, yeah, you might have been there beforehand, but you never know. Well, or you might be there already. Who knows? At least it's a good chance to see it if you've never seen it before. Might be shown again anyway. Okay, where are we going from there? How about a bit of Mel Torme and see if he can help with the weather at all till those clouds roll by.
The rain comes a pitter patter, and I'd like to be safe in bed. Skies are weeping while the world is sleeping. Trouble heaping on our head. It is best not to stay and chatter or to wait for a clearer sky. Helter skelter, I must run for shelter till the clouds roll by. To stay and chatter or to wait for a clearer sky. Helter skelter, I must run for shelter till the clouds roll by.
What a cracking voice he had, and you don't often, it seems to me, hear him these days. Mel Torme, and again, a lovely, lush, rounded voice from our friends on Avid there. Four classic albums, Till the Clouds Roll By, and that's from an album entitled It's a Blue World. It's a blue world without you, you know the one, yeah. But yes, great value. We ever see those, by the way, the Avid collections, where you get four albums, as in four vinyl albums, put onto two CDs. The transcriptions are really, really good. You get usually quite exclusive or quite extensive liner notes. Sometimes you actually get more than four albums worth, and they're all put on at a mid-price. So if you are a person or a sort of person who still likes to use real physical media, as in vinyl or CDs, rather than the streaming generation, which I'm not going to criticise. I mean, we are where we are, aren't we? But whether you like to actually curate your own music rather than having someone else do it for you, shall we put it that way? It's great stuff, the Avid 2-for-1, or four classic albums plus, as they normally call that series. Tis H with you. I've got time for a little bit more yet. Stan Kenton, Complete McGregor Transcriptions, Volume 1. This is on, actually, Naxos Jazz Legends, going back to the 1940s, and Stan, he of screaming horns, but not always screaming horns on every track. What about this one? We're staying in a sort of bluey mood, I think. You Alone. ¶¶
a strong Stan Kenton bolero treatment with our tenor saxophonist Red Dora singing You Alone.
When my lonely heart so deep within me stirred, you alone brought the dearness of a whispered word. And this longing for love that I have always known found contentment in you alone. You alone, I know, were somehow sent to me. It was even as though our love was meant to be. All this bittersweet tenderness of loving you, I can hardly believe it's true. You came and you gently taught me how two hearts can rule supreme. You came and your sweetness brought me happiness beyond my fondest dreams. You alone have changed my point of view again. You alone, only you, and you, and you again. Would that I should forever lose this bliss I've known. If I ever leave you
Yes. Balboa Bash, 1941. Stan Kenton, always a great modernist in many ways. He's always exploring and finding new sounds. And as it says in Baker's biographical dictionary, he kept discovering modernistic devices, such as already obsolescent progressions of whole tone scales and consecutive minor ninth chords. Oh, sounds complex stuff, doesn't it? He was ecstatic when he stumbled upon the Schillinger system of composition, which professed to impart the power of creativity to untutored musicians. Always on the lookout for something different, and it still has a modernistic feel today, a lot of Stan Kenton's work. Red Doris, that's a great name as well, isn't it? Taking the vocals on that one and getting some great applause from the audience there back in 1941. I think we've almost headed out to the end of the road for this TT Sweet and Swing. We better end with a little bit of wise advice to anyone who is out and about, I dare say. Namely, mind how you cross the road.
In the town, the busy, dizzy town, with all its cars and buses hooting, tooting up and down, with its hurly-burly and its hullabaloo. Safety first, you've got to fear the worst. I hope you've read your highway code and got it well rehearsed. So my mother's good advice I'm giving to you. Mind how you go across the road. When you cross the road, be very careful, be very careful, whatever you do. Mind how you go across the road. When you cross the road, or else a chauffeur may knock you over, then I shall lose you. Don't ever lose your head, stop when you see the red, and at the yellow go slow. Then when you see the green, you'll know it's all serene, pick up your tootsies and go. So mind how you go across the road. When you cross the road, for though you're agile, you are so fragile, so light and airy, you're like a fairy. You're too seraphic for city traffic, so mind how you go across the road.
Mind how you go across the road. When you cross the road, be very careful, be very careful.
A bit of wise advice. In novelty fashion, Bobby Howe's Safer Treble and Chorus from Please Teacher, 1935. Do mind how you cross the road. Stay safe during this TT fortnight, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks here on Sweetness Wing. Check out Jumping In next week. Cheerio.
Don't ever lose your head, stop when you see the red, and at the yellow go slow. Then when you see the green, you'll know it's all serene, pick up your tootsies and go. So
the road, or else a chauffeur may knock you over.